Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back live from spring training. We're at Spectrum Field where the Phillies and the Cardinals there, Ikey. It's 1-1 as we enter the bottom of the eighth inning. But more importantly, we have Aaron Nola coming up here in a few minutes.
Ace of the staff.
He started today, and let me pull up his number. 3 innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, 43 pitches, 28 strikes. His first pitch, 97 miles an hour.
Woo!
So coming out of the gate, man, he looks sharp.
He was excited.
Yep. Hey, man, listen.
got the juices going.
You have the MVP candidate.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Cy Young candidate. Mm-hmm. Last year, Aaron Nola was one of the best Philly seasons in a really long time, and there's no reason. Tommy Green said it, and he's right. The thing with Aaron Nola before in his first couple years was just being consistently healthy, not getting the nicky-knack, ticky-tack injuries where you're missing, you're on the DL here or whatever. So Nola joins us in a couple minutes. Gabe Kapler after the game, post-game, and then we'll play the Bryce Harper interview from earlier that we had, which was he was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the questions that we asked. It's not the interview that we did. It's what the player gives you, and when you're getting a genuine, really just a. It seems like a great guy that's actually giving you something, giving you real answers. It makes for a good interview. And he let his guard down.
Thoughtful answers.
Heartfelt,
thoughtful answers.
He let his guard down a little bit. He got a little bit emotional when talking about
his
coming
family.
To Philly and his family. And he said, honey, we're going to Philadelphia, and hugged his wife. I mean, it was really, really cool. I'm blown away by the kid. I am.
Yeah, it's a lot different than what we saw Saturday when he's getting questions thrown at him from everywhere. And he obviously it's a big day. It's a presentation type of a day when he's being introduced to everyone. This with us, it was a little more relaxed, a little more intimate. He can let his guard down, and I thought he came across. I don't know if he could have came across any better,
mm-hmm.
quite frankly. I mean, we covered as much as we could in the time that we had him. And believe me, we had him more time than we thought that we were going to get with him.
It was a long time, and we would
I could have easily went another 30 minutes with him easily.
Yeah, we were getting greedy a little bit there. But, yeah, I mean, listen, when you're bringing in a superstar to a town, he's coming to a new team. There's so many different things that they have to be able to handle even outside of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems like he's really equipped to be that guy that can handle it. 888-729-9494. And he said this about Mike Trout. All you Trout truthers out there, right? All the Trout truthers out there, Ben, if we have it, I got it in there before. We had to ask him about Trout because we know that, listen, they're friends. They've been going back and forth through this whole process. Here's what he said at the end of the interview.
I think it's respecting Mike Trout in a certain way during the season and letting him play and do the things he needs to do to, of course, be Mike Trout. But if you don't think I'm not going to call Mike Trout in 2020 to have him come to Philly, you're crazy.
There it is. He's doing it. Chuck in West Oak Lane. Chuck, how are you? Hello.
What's happening, y'all? How you feeling?
Excellent. How are
What's
you?
What's up, Chuck?
I called you maybe last week or the week before last about the casual fan and that they had to get this done for us casual fans.
Yes,
and
right.
now they don't have to sell us Bo Kimble gimbals or any of that kind of stuff and say it was great. So now, I mean, it led most newscasters. And when you see stuff about the Phillies on regular TV that has nothing to do with sports, then you realize the casual fan becomes engaged.
Yep.
And it's good to see the Phillies do that. Because for a while, like, all right, when we going to get into the dance? You know, it's not like we're in Peoria, Illinois. We're a major market team. We spend some money.
Right. No, you're
And it's good PR. It's not just good PR. It's good for the fact that he's young. How many times do you get somebody this young in baseball. Usually when we get these guys and we pay that kind of money, he's 33 years old.
Yep.
Or he's 35 years old. And we're going, oh, he used to be. Well, it's not a used to be.
Yeah, normally.
He's 26.
Normally 30, 31 is where you're getting the guy. Yeah.
And he's already past his prime. He's had his best years already.
You get 2-3 years and then you start to see the downside after that. You're right, Chuck.
And it's like, why not us? I'll be 48 in a couple of weeks. I remember when all the teams were good. I was still young, but I remember when, every team was real, real good. So now when you guys are talking about it, if they get Bell from the Steelers, it's a wrap. This city's going to be, it's going to be on another level. And why not us? That's what I say. Why not us?
Why not us, Chuck?
Hey, you know what, though, Chuck? You say that, and I'm like, a month ago, maybe I'd have been like, okay, we want every star. Why don't we get KD, too? Why don't we get this? You know what?
It seems realistic now.
After Bryce Harper, it all seems realistic to me.
If the Phillies can get Bryce Harper,
yes,
and we can sit here and interview him in Clearwater, mm-hmm, at Spectrum Field, and he will sit here and tell us that he wants to raise his family in Philly, and this is where he wants to be, part of the community.
And he's going to recruit Mike Trout and this and that and the other. Oh, you know what? Yeah, he may have opened the floodgates from a standpoint of other athletes see Bryce Harper coming here and they say, oh, okay.
Yep.
Bryce went there and Bryce is thriving.
So here's what we started with, which is the Philadelphia sports fan with the reputation of holding athletes accountable when they struggle, the criticism, the booing, whatever it takes. Has this changed us? Should this change us as fans? Where we're going to put it on you, the fan. Does this make you a different fan? Does Bryce Harper make you a different type of Philadelphia sports fan? A new age Philadelphia sports fan where it's not always about making sure you hold an athlete accountable. It's not always about, well, you don't do this, we got to do this. Can this change you, and will this change you as a fan? Does this make you a gentler, more positive fan base? 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We're live at Spectrum Field, Clearwater, Florida. Phils and Cardinals right now. Does it make you want to change? Should it make you change?
Makes me want to change. Well,
makes you want to be a better man, I guess.
Yeah, man. Because you know what? We get very few moments in life to enjoy, right? There's so much craziness going on, and we all got, personal stuff to deal with and family and that sort of stuff that when you find a source of entertainment, a place to escape, which is sports for a lot of us, right? Especially in Philadelphia, in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah.
When you get those moments, when you have a chance to really escape and enjoy something, man, you got to do it. You got to do it. It's enough craziness going on that's going to stress you out. Believe me, those bills going to come every month. You're going to hate walking to that mailbox at the beginning of every month. So when you get games, when you get postseason moments, when you get even great individual moments from particular athletes throughout, man, sometimes you got to, what do they say, stop and smell the roses?
Mm-hmm.
You'll live longer. Man, I don't think you compromise your fandom and your passion for being a fan and your passion for sports if you take moments to enjoy the good times a little bit more. There are going to be enough bad times because it's the nature of sports, right? Or anything that you do, you're often going to fail more than you're going to succeed, right? So there are going to be enough times in sports that your ball clubs don't meet your expectations,
yep,
that the season's going to end in a way that you're not happy about. There's going to be plenty of those times. Then you're going to get those moments, where you win the World Series in 08, or you get a Super Bowl in 2017 when no one expected it.
I'll say this. Here's what I think I've learned.
Smell the roses.
Is that I should personally, I'm talking about me as a Philadelphia sports fan, mm-hmm, I should take more time to take a step back and enjoy it, right? I should take more time to step back and say, you know what? Even though the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl and they lost in the playoffs, they won a Super Bowl 2 years ago. And they, you know what? They made the playoffs this year.
Right.
And that was a damn good year.
Which, by the way, we all would have taken that.
Right. with the 76ers. You know right. what? They're probably not making the Eastern Conference Finals this year.
Hey, better not go on that first round.
But to the point is, enjoy the fact that this team is growing mm-hmm. and building to where maybe it's going to take another 2 years. They will be there. Instead of being so good, I'm like this with the Sixers. I'm not enjoying this year as much mm-hmm. because I feel like they're underachieving.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.